This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero, and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where we learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. And with that being said, I have some pretty big news, a pretty big update, and I just want to fill you all in on what's going on with me. And this is going to be a very raw, very unedited, very honest video where I'm just going to kind of talk through some of the stuff I've been going through, talk through some of the things I've been thinking about and that I'm planning for the future of my platform. So I have been, for the last 3 years, trying to learn how to grow my blog, grow my YouTube channel, grow my podcast, and create a viable online business that will empower me to help make the world a better place through the power of the alpha mentality. And I have tried many different things. I've learned many different things. This has been a really challenging and very, let's say, ambitious and enlightening and fun journey, okay? And the journey is not over. I don't wanna worry anyone. I'm not gonna quit making content or anything like that. But I have had to analyze and adapt and pivot a lot over the course of this process. And I have come to realize some things about my platform and about my business model that I believe need to change in order for me to affect the greatest good I can and to spread the alpha mentality as much as I can and to create an actual viable business that'll help people and have a clear value proposition. I've come to realize that I'm probably trying to do too many things. I'm talking about the alpha mentality, I'm talking about dating skills for women, talking about dating skills for men, talking about fitness, talking about business, talking about all these different things. Now, it's true that the alpha mentality is comprised of what I call the 9 vital alpha domains, and we have to focus on all of these things in order to become the best version of ourselves. With that being said, trying to focus on all of this stuff is not very good for my platform because I can't really do any one topic justice when there's so much to cover and I have limited time and bandwidth and I'm just one guy. And to be really honest, I've come to a point where I've realized that I'm sort of trying to grow my platform outward when I should be trying to grow it upward. In other words, I should pick a lane, a very specific lane, niche, and value proposition that I excel at and that I excel at helping people to get results in. And I should go upwards in the sense that I should build on that and make it more efficient, make it better, make it higher quality, just really increase the quality of the experience for everyone who comes across my content, rather than kind of spreading my efforts out over this wide variety of topics. And even in my intro, I say, welcome to the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is a podcast where we learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. This is such a wide variety of things, and I've come to decide that it is too wide. And I've come to decide that I want to create more value in one specific area for one specific target consumer, reader, watcher, listener, person who wants to transform their life through the alpha mentality, rather than try to like kind of broadcast out all these different things to different audiences. And so this is very challenging for me because I am naturally inclined to want to create content for everyone that's universal, that everyone can benefit from. However, the truth of the matter is that when you make your content more broad, when you make your message more broad, when you make your products more broad, you tend to lose appeal to the maybe more specific demographics that you could actually really help to create a difference for. And that's what I believe that I'm seeing as I learn more about marketing, as I learn more about YouTube, podcasting, blogging. I've come to realize that this is sort of something that I have to make a decision about. And so moving onward from here, I'm going to be committing the message of this platform to empowering men to succeed at dating. This is going to become my predominant focus. More specifically, empowering men to fix their dating lives through the principles of the alpha mentality. So, with that being said, I understand that moving forward, my content is not going to have near as much information about business and fitness. And it will have a little bit about relationships, but for the most part, it's gonna be specifically for men, specifically for helping men to fix their dating life. And I'm going to do my very best to create the best content that I know how to create to try to help make this the best channel, to make my podcast the best podcast, make my blog the very best blog to help men accomplish this goal. I realize that this may cause some people to lose interest in my content, and that is the fear. I've realized that I'm afraid of people leaving my platform or stopping listening to my podcasts or not visiting my blog anymore because I'm not creating content that they can consume. But here's the thing, as they say, in trying to please everyone, you'll most likely end up pleasing and helping no one. And that's what I believe is sort of the balancing act that I'm facing, that I have to make decisions about. And the hero's arc, which is one of the 9 vital life domains, demands that we leave the comfort zone and that we choose our goal and that we attack it with relentless tenacity and bravery. And when I really sit down and I really think about it and I really take an honest look at my skills, my experiences, the things I bring to the table, my natural talents, and how I could best help humankind through the power of the alpha mentality, this is what I come up with, helping men to fix their dating lives through the power of the alpha mentality. And so that's going to be the new, very focused, very specific direction for all of my content and all of my channels. There may come a day when I will talk more about things like business and fitness, but for now, what we're going to be talking about is using the alpha mentality and the 9 vital life domains to become more truly alpha so that men can use this to help them fix their dating lives. Now, with that being said, if you are not a man who's trying to fix your dating life, obviously you might be asking yourself, well, then why would I continue to listen to you or to consume your content or whatever? Fair question, and that's what I have struggled with. And my answer to that is, I believe the alpha mentality can help everyone. However, what it really comes down to is this. If you get value from my content, if you get value from my podcast, my YouTube channel, my blog, if you listen to or read my content and it makes your day better, makes your life better, makes you think deeper, makes you reflect more, if it inspires you to make your life better, then amazing. Keep listening to it if it does that for you. If there ever comes a point where you think to yourself, you know, Josh's content just isn't speaking to me anymore, that's not where I am anymore, that's okay. The world is full of amazing content creators, amazing people who can lead you in different ways, who can share inspiration, who can share their journey in different ways. And so with me choosing to focus more on one specific niche rather than try to cover a broad array of topics, I do understand that my voice may not resonate with everyone the same, and that is okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's what I want you to know. If for some reason you do end up thinking to yourself, you know, Josh isn't really talking about the things I care about anymore, I want to let you know that I really appreciate everything that you have invested in my channel, all the time you've invested in my podcast episodes, and I hope that you will keep checking back once in a while when you think of it, and that even though I'll be talking very specifically about helping men to fix their dating lives, I hope that you'll continue to pursue the alpha mentality for yourself at whatever stage of life you are, in whatever capacity you are best capable to do that, to help you make your life better, to reach your highest, optimized, most evolved human form. At the end of the day, the alpha journey is an all-encompassing journey. And by choosing to talk specifically to men who want to fix their dating lives, I'm choosing a very, very specific part of that journey to talk about. But there are hundreds, thousands of different ways that the alpha mentality could be used outside of that one very narrow, specific frame. And so I just want to encourage you to continue on the journey, to stay connected if you would like, or to free yourself to move on and to watch other creators, to follow different people who may be talking more about the things that are relevant to you in your life. And I know that you're going to do that already, but I just wanted to express my gratitude to you for even watching this video or watching any of my videos or listening to any of my podcast episodes. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because every single episode I've created, every single view I get, every single click, every comment, every thumbs up, every time I get an email, this all helps me on my own alpha journey to figure out how I should best help the world, how my purpose should be focused, and what my mission in life should be. And this isn't always an easy thing. And take this as a little bit of encouragement. If you're not totally sure on the direction that your life should go in, if you're not totally clear on what your purpose should be, man, I understand. We all struggle with this. As you can see just in this video, I have been thinking about this for a long time, and it is not always easy to make a decision because the world is full of opportunity and we hate to say no to things that could be great. Sometimes though, you have to say no to a lot of great things to choose the one greatest right thing for you. And this is a lesson that I'm learning in this season of my life. And it is, to be really honest, a lesson and a decision that takes a great weight off my shoulders and frees me to do what I really want to do with my life, which is help men fix their dating lives through the power of the alpha mentality. This is what I really, really care about. The more that I create content for other things, the more I'm drawn back to this, because I believe it's so crucial. I believe men must learn how to do this. I believe that when men learn how to do this, they can lead women into better futures, better relationships, better dating situations, better families. There can be more love, there can be more romance, there can be more happiness, more fulfillment. There'll be healthier, stronger tribes of humans who make more money and achieve bigger things in life. I believe that life is too short for dating life that sucks. And I believe that the quality of your relationship life will determine to a great extent the quality of everything else in your life. And so I see this as a very potent and necessary mission, and I embrace it, and I am committing myself to it 100%. So that's the news. If my content doesn't come out quite as fast for a little while, it's because I'm gonna be busy updating all of the stuff on my website, all of my branding, everything's getting a rework. Josh Segafis 2.0 is getting ready to roll out, and I'm very excited. Please keep checking back. Hey, I care about all of you. I'm very grateful for all of you. We are not done here. This is a new chapter, but it will be the best chapter of this platform's history, and it will be the best chapter for me. And for those of you who want to stick with me, it will be the best chapter of consuming and enjoying my content that you've ever experienced. So buckle in and get ready for the ride. I really appreciate every single one of you. Go with grace. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.